As long as we attempt to manipulate the outer world of effects, we are accomplishing absolutely nothing in terms of spiritual unfoldment. A pain in your body is a signal that something is not right in your mind. That pain is not cause. It is effect. You do not work with a shadow. You work with that which causes the shadow. You take care of cause, and the effect will take care of itself. For every disease that has been brought under control, a new and different one will arise, because these are effects. There is a world which we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. It is a world of the five senses. This is the world that we live in. This is the world where we have our homes. This is the world that we have our businesses in. This is our everyday life. And there is a world within, a world of perfection, a world which contains the Christ in us. This world, where in our moments of silence and stillness, we commune with God. We commune with our source. There is an outer world and there is an inner world. Paul referred to those knowing only the outer world as the natural man. And he referred to those that were aware of the inner world as the spiritual sons of God. But the outer man, the natural man, and the spiritual son of God are one and the same man. They differ only in their awareness of their being. Divine science teaches that all that is visible proceeds forth from the one God. It teaches that all living things are expressions of this one. And so it is that whatever God is, you are. Just so it is with every single living thing, differing only in the quality of expression or perception. There is but one substance of which all things are made, and this substance is spirit. It is formless, it is infinite, it is the essence of God, of which is said, all things are made of, and we in it. The outer man, the natural man, knows only what the five senses report to him. He is led by his intellect, but the spiritual man is led by spirit. Paul writes and describes the natural man this way. The natural man rejects the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them. Until we recognize and accept that there is something that transcends human understanding, we will never understand the things of the Spirit. Consciousness is the manner of all expression. What is in mind manifests as experience and appearance. As long as we depend on our intellect, we will continue to add to the race mind a sense of limitation, a sense of lack, a sense of injustice, a sense of inequality. The causes are in the mind of man. They are in the individual mind, in the race mind. War, disease, poverty, unhappiness, hatred, prejudice, injustice, and equality are all effects. They are the results of a specific state of consciousness. We do not and cannot correct any situation by focusing on the problem. Rather, all conditions and all lack of harmony is dissolved when mankind lifts their vision beyond the physical appearance. This is the very meaning of the word metaphysics. Metaphysics means beyond the physical. It means above and beyond the laws which control the natural man. When we learn to stop voicing fear, doubt, apprehension, and hate, and we return our attention to our good, our lives will change for the better. This is applying metaphysics to your life. Begin now viewing the universe as a spiritual existence. It is only manifesting as physical substance according to the consciousness of man. That is both individual consciousness and collective consciousness. Remember, the place where you stand is holy ground because you are in the midst of all that God is. You are in the midst of the spiritual substance of God. Lift your vision beyond the physical and you will see the glory of God. Whatever your focus in mind is and you feed with feeling, you will surely magnify. These are the two ingredients for every single demonstration, thought and feeling. What you think about and to the degree you react to it with feeling will come forth in your life. Thought is male, feeling is female. Manifestation is the offspring of these two. The law of demonstration is totally impersonal. You only need a seed and a receptacle for a demonstration, and you are both. You can control your demonstrations only to the extent that you can discipline your thoughts and your emotions. You are a child of God, and as a child of God, you were created to enjoy life. You were created to partake of the fruits of the Spirit. You were created to love, to harmonize, to experience fulfillment. Are you experiencing these things or are you running scared? When we individually and collectively discover that right thinking, nurtured with good feelings, have a way of becoming things and experiences, we discover a new life. In this discovery, we slowly begin to change our manner of looking at things and what we have been using to bring about a better life, our intellect, we slowly begin to set aside. Our intellect approach to the creature comforts begins to decrease. A major factor and a first step in disassociating ourselves with the world of the senses is a personal discovery that as a man thinketh, so does he express in his life. Our concept of prayer begins to change because we become aware that what is expressing in our life has nothing at all to do with God. It has only to do with our awareness of being. God will never do anything for the natural man as long as he identifies effects as cause. The natural man continues to pray to a God to do something for him, but God will not. For man is a law unto himself. He attracts or he rejects according to his own understanding of life. The natural man, regardless of how much he suffers or how much he enjoys, regardless of whether he is poor or rich, regardless if he is sick or well, he is not under the law of God. He is under the law which he has set into motion. Do you want to be under the law of God? Then take no thought for the things of the world. But do realize that you are a child of God, a spiritual being, one with a Father, living in a completed universe of total good. Mankind has set a law for itself, a limited existence, a sense of existence, and for this reason, we will continue to experience whatever the world has to offer generation after generation after generation. But this does not have to be. The Christ, Jesus, and Paul, and many others before them, taught that these human experiences do not have to be. Simply because most of mankind experiences something, this does not mean that you must also have that experience. You are not sheep. You can rise above the masses. You are the law. As you raise your vision, you become a changed individual. It has been written, "Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, thought, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters." It is very clear, this was the teaching of the Master Jesus. This was his ministry, to reveal to the world how to come out of the masses and avoid the negatives of the world. Jesus recognized his sonship, he recognized his divine heritage, and he was able to say, "I have overcome the world, and you can too." To approach life intellectually, to reason, to analyze, to dissect, and to conclude is not prayer. To affirm truth and deny evil intellectually does not and cannot bring us permanent states of fulfillment. Somewhere along our search for happiness and fulfillment, we discover the peace that passes all human understanding. Somewhere along in our search for this peace of mind, we will discover what divine science has been teaching for over 100 years. And that is this: the intellect pursues God, but consciousness possesses him. Man possesses God when he crucifies the old man. Haven't we been told, "Put off the old man and put on the new man, which is made in new in knowledge, that he is in the image of him who created him"? God can be known. God can be experienced. We possess God through stillness. We possess God when the intellect can be quiet enough and still enough to become totally open and receptive to him. You cannot add spirituality to humanhood. Old beliefs, old attitudes will die. And the transition will be made from the natural man to the one who has his being in Christ. That sense of security, that sense of confidence, that sense of dominion already exists. That for which you pray this morning already exists in spiritual consciousness. You do not get it by manipulating the intellect. You do not get it by wanting. You do not get it by thinking. You get it by the quiet release of all your thoughts of humanness. You release fears. You release anxieties. You release personalities. The release of home, of health, and business problems. You lay hold of your dominion by giving yourself totally in mind, body, and heart to God. For his thoughts are not your thoughts, and his ways are not your ways. I have ways you know not of, and I am with you always. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? So now take a moment, please, to get comfortable wherever you're sitting. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position either in your lap or at your sides. And just relax your body for a moment. Be still. Be still and quiet your mind. And take a deep breath in and let that breath go slowly, very slowly. And as you release that breath, you are letting go. You are letting go of all of the things that are inside your head. Letting go of all the negative thoughts and feelings. You're letting go of that which worries you. You're letting go of any anger, any resentment, any jealousy. Letting go of frustration. And just be still. Be very still. And go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father waits with open arms, unconditional love, and a peace that passes all human understanding. Be still now. I now release my thoughts. I release all of my opinions, both negative and positive. I release my beliefs. I become like an open channel for the inflow of total good. God, my source, expresses through me. God is uplifting and upholding those that turn to Him. This very moment, I am infused with the Holy Spirit of God. I live. I have my being in God. In the stillness of this moment, infinite divine life, infinite intelligence, infinite wisdom, and I are one. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you, for you are my beloved child. Amen. The Lord blesses you and He keeps you. He causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you His infinite, eternal, and unconditional love. He gives you His wisdom and His peace and His total good. Amen. Go now in peace and love, and have a blessed week.